Hello, and welcome to a new edition of Footprints. Imagine if you were asked to name the capitals of art and fashion, those illustrious cities that define elegance and artistic innovation. And among the bustling metropolises of the world, Paris stands out as an indomitable titan. Its streets whisper tales of haute couture, and its galleries resonate with the echoes of profound artistic legacies. For centuries, France has been a nucleus of diverse artistic styles and movements, beckoning artists and designers from all over the world to explore the depths of human imagination. But at the heart of this swirl of artistic innovation and fashion waves is this Tide Rider, a Chinese artist who seamlessly ties together a friendly aesthetic exchange between China and France with decades of work in architecture, oil painting and modern arts.
I've been an architectural designer for 25 years. To me, the relationship between architecture and humans is mostly about utilitarian usage, not just aesthetics. I believe that every art design should have a specific target audience in mind, rather than being generated out of thin air merely for the sake of being displayed. My involvement in ODI art began as a purely artistic idea, but now that it has matured, I wish to return it to reality and benefit others. It's like converting a work of art from the museum display into a daily product so that our lives become a living museum.
Meet Song Dong, a Chinese artist known for his daring experiments and profound body of work that transcends cultural boundaries. He became an architect in 1988 and has collaborated with world-renowned architects such as Paul Andreu, the designer of Terminal 1 at Charles de Gaulle Airport, and Chinese-American artist Ai Ming Pei, who shocked the world with his glass pyramid in front of the Louvre Museum. Moving his career back to the arts and painting 20 years later, in 2008, Song Dong has remained in close contact with French architects and fashion designers over the years. Apart from his own art creations, he also developed a multidimensional art form known as Omnidirectional Integrative, or ODI. Through his inventive compositions combining natural and Chinese cultural elements with abstract art expressions, ODI art is warmly received in European countries, including France and Belgium. In today's episode, we will travel with Song Dong along his fascinating journey and see how his art style and years-long efforts serve as a testament to the global language of art and the limitless potential of cultural interchange. Amidst modern Beijing's hustle and bustle, a serene artistic powerhouse stands in a futuristic building in South Beijing's Fengtai district. As if coherent with the building's modern look, Song Dong's studio on the 8th floor also impresses its visitors with an innovatory appeal, with 360-degree screens throughout the space, displaying his latest visual art products on the walls, like a mini version of La Géode in Paris. And if you sit to admire Song Dong's works themselves, you will be entranced by a stunning display of interwoven dots, lines and planes of colors that blend the macro world into the micro world. When asked about his inspirations, however, Song Dong says it's not really a scientific style he's pursuing through his painting, but a sense of harmony between humans and nature.
Actually, I started as a realism painter, focusing on portraying large landscapes, flowers, grasslands, cats and animals and so on. Following an experience with heavy rain, however, I began to paint in an abstract style. That time, I accompanied a group of painters to the countryside to sketch natural scenes, But one day it rained violently and many people's paintings were soaked by the water and washed away down the river. By the time we managed to retrieve the canvas downstream, the last remaining few paintings had been thoroughly stained with mud and rainwater. However, we later discovered that these paintings transformed by nature were in turn very interesting. It was as if nature polished our paintings into something new, something distinct and linked to the natural backdrop we were painting for, which was rather beautiful and amazing when you think about it like that.
Song Dong explains that he used to utilize a pragmatic technique, one stroke at a time, to develop the form of a certain vista in order to fully depict the shape and color in their original forms. However, seeing the paintings polished by the rain provided him with a quite different sensation, as he realized how earthly elements like stains, as well as blurry colors mingling with one another, could also offer a complement to the shapeless harmony and beauty of nature.
So I would say that nature is very inspiring in its original form, as it was using a magical power to teach us how to build a relationship with it. The practice of painting is based on the materials, whether it's the canvas, the drawing board, the brush and ink, or as we saw at that time, with mud and rainwater, all of which are tools to bring out the beauty of what we were portraying. I believe the purpose of artistic creation is to showcase and discover beauty. So through whichever way or by what resources it is expressed is no longer important.
The coincidence of a rainfall eventually became an art style which Song Dong has stuck with ever since. With layers of layers upon dots of colors and splashes of pigments, he no longer adheres to the realistic style of mimicking shapes and views as seen in the eye, but more through the feelings he receives as he's physically connected to nature. To him, it almost feels like he has become the brush itself when painting, and the finished work is the irreplaceable illustration of the scenery he was standing upon at that very moment. It's like falling in love with the process of creating the painting, says Song Dong, as one can almost feel that nature and the brushstrokes are complementing each other in a balanced, if not loving manner when standing in front of his works. In the meantime, many viewers of his paintings feel touched after hearing about Song Dong's rain-polished artwork creation experiences. Quoting from a Greek art critic, whose article was originally written in French, "It's better to recognize the sudden intervention of this natural element as a gift and a necessary condition for an artwork. In Song Dong's works, nature and art coexist effectively and creatively." To him, what best represents this notion of coexistence is all contained in the term ODI. The appropriation of this term originally comes from research carried out by a group of Chinese scientists back in 2015, who successfully turned sand dunes in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region into an oasis through years of efforts combating desertification. After learning that the scientists' work had greatly promoted grassland ecological restoration and improved the functionality and stability of the desert ecosystem in northern China, Song Dong felt amazed and was inspired by the project. As explained by Song Dong and his team, we have come to know what ODI means within their artistic context.
In fact, we learned that the idea of ODI is actually a term from mechanics adopted by those scientists. O stands for omni, which means all aspects or universally. D stands for direction and I is for integration. But instead of pressing the sand together to combat desertification and turn desert into an oasis, the way we illustrate it is through the presentation of art, enrolling paintings and art and patterns into touchable, sensible daily items. So in general, ODI in our term can be understood as an all-directional integrated status that is intertwined with various forms of art in our daily life, whether it's to weave my painting into a piece of scarf or as decoration on a watch band. We want to expand the forms of art from exhibition ideas to something relatable to us all.
Just like the desert was a canvas for the scientists on which they grow life and new greenery, Sung Dong also wants to get creative with his canvas and, once again, turn elements like the raindrops and muddy dots into a harmonious piece of artwork. Born in 1967, from an early age, Sung Dong developed a strong interest in sketching and drawing. Back then, owning a television in the home was considered a luxury. Therefore, he used whatever means possible to acquire various patterns and images for personal enjoyment and collection.
This is a really ordinary and ancient recollection of mine. You want to hear it? All right. So as a kid, I enjoyed collecting cigarette packets. I'm guessing many others from my generation shared that pastime joy when we were younger, because the patterns on the cigarette packets were unlike anything we'd seen in everyday life. It was a time when we didn't have many decorations in the house. So images and patterns like the red lanterns, running horses, the monkey king, and so on were very appealing to children like myself. I would frequently go to the sides of the train tracks with a few other kids and stroll down the railway to collect cigarette packets discarded by passengers as the train passed by. I gathered a big collection just like that, and the packets I picked were from all across the country. This one from Hubei province down the south, that one made in northeastern China, you know. To me, it was a lot of fun.
For young Sung Dong, collecting pictures and images was one of his childhood joys, and a good way for him to learn about the world outside of his hometown. A humble starting point, as it might sound, Sung Dong believes that it was his earliest enlightenment to the fact that art, in its simplest forms, can help make such a difference in people's lives.
I just love to sketch. In the beginning, I used transparent plastic bags as a canvas and placing them on top of cigarette cases to mimic and draw the lines with a pen. The more I drew, the more familiar I became with drawing, to the point where I no longer needed the images underneath to create a variety of figures. Then I came up with the idea of drawing story characters on cardboard, cut them out, and set up a tiny stage on the table with the flashlight turned on from behind, so that it became a miniature performance for the kids. Of course, the show was all cast by my drawn characters and me myself, and I would even charge my young audience with their cigarette packets as a currency in exchange for my performance.
Hearing this, we teased that he started off his artistic career with a businessman's mindset. Sung Dong laughed merrily, nodding with agreement. And as his drawing skill was recognized in the neighborhood, Sung Dong started to receive more serious tasks, such as making a portrait sketch of a deceased neighbor.
Back then, printing out a black and white photo of the deceased for funeral purposes would cost about 30 RMB, which could be the monthly income of a family. So it was common in our town to hire people to do a sketch portrait instead. And I was up for the task. My first sketch was for an old lady who lived next door when I was 9 years old. Of course, our neighbor was extremely generous in paying me after the portrait was done. But to me, it was also the first time I had used my skill to serve others, and I believe this thinking has always followed me down the memory lane up until today.
Sung Dong is frequently seen today dabbling in the waters of arts, fashion, and design. The little sketcher grew up to be a young and ambitious architect in the late 1990s, then returned to oil painting in 2008, and is now a dedicated ODI artist who focuses on merging art with everyday objects as he continues on with his artistic journey. However wide his interests might be covering, Sung Dong says he's never too far away from his initial goal, which is to bring art into the service of life. Following this idea, he has been continuously expanding the horizons of his art with new creations. For instance, during one of his art exhibitions held in Belgium not long ago, he developed a Chinese incense burning device in the shape of a giant box made of glass. At the bottom of the box sits a row of lights that could adjust colors to match with the Chinese incense being burned in the device, so that the viewer can not only smell the incense aroma, but also see the art of light intertwined with the white smoke in the box.
I brought the incense formula of three different Chinese dynasties to that exhibition, and through that device I also projected the colors extracted from my painting onto the smoke from incense burning. It's like a light show combined with Chinese incense burning. And when the show is over and the aroma of the incense was released, visitors smelled it and wanted to know what was in the incense. So I also show them the formulas I brought from China as well as the tools we used to make the incense, which were exhibited next to the device.
As a sophisticated Chinese art form, incense burning, or xiang dao, is traditionally practiced with calligraphy writing and fine tea served on the side. In order to better illustrate this classical Chinese art to his European audiences, however, Song Dong used lights and color to reenact the ancient Eastern practice into a universal sensory experience.
Through the show, I wanted to share with the visitors that the art of incense burning originated in China, and there are many medical functions attached to it, so it's a type of art, but also good for our health. At the same time, the exhibition also attracted a few European fragrance brands to seek business opportunities with the Chinese incense manufacturers. That is what I mean by bringing art closer to people's lives. And to me, there's no cultural or national boundaries when it comes to appreciating the beauty of the arts. And if this process of living with the arts can also help in promoting the Chinese silk, incense, tea, or any other cultural icons, then it will be great to build such exchanging opportunities.
Song Dong concluded that this is also why the idea of ODI has become his main focus, as he wants the omnidirectional art form to be the bridge between the arts and daily items. In his eyes, it's not really exaggerating to say that there is an inexhaustible amount of artistic content being created every day. Painting, handicrafts, sculpture, architecture, music, technology, and so on. But to redirect these contents to the real market may require a different way of thinking and necessitate new dialogues over the purpose of creating art. Apparently, Song Dong was not the only one believing so, as such ideas were highly recognized by his counterparts in France. In 2017, the French National Society of Fine Arts sent out an invitation to Song Dong, hoping that he could host an ODI-themed exhibition in Paris and see what would happen next.
To be honest, we never expected it to have such an impact in Paris back in 2017. It was a long and complicated process to complete all of the preparations at that time. And Michel King, president of the National Society of Fine Arts in France, has also supplied us with invaluable assistance. He's an old acquaintance from my prior collaborations with various French architects, and he was the first to recommend that I try doing an exhibition in Paris at the time.
Song Dong recalls his conversation with Michel King that the abstract art in Paris reached a plateau where creativity of abstraction was mostly framed under existing forms. For many of the visitors in Paris, however, appreciating the abstract oil paintings created from the mass landscapes in China, as well as the traditional Chinese elements exhibited, was a refreshing experience.
Every time,
By doing exhibitions in cities like Paris, I was also trying to have more people see, taste, touch, or smell traditional Chinese culture. It's much more than marketing and commercializing the products, but rather inviting foreign audiences to actually see the value in my culture. Michelle King sees that I'm not selling my products, but aiming at something more fundamental and long-lasting, which is to inspire exchanges of values through a new way of art exhibiting that is not limited by any of its existing forms. France is well known for its rich cultural heritage as well as highly aesthetic art expressions. I believe that is why their artistic and fashion industries are so successful. For years, China has been setting paths that lead to the same goal, and I believe we've been able to foster cultural exchanges by presenting what we have to offer to the world. And on a personal level, I will also stick to my principle and continue to bring especially those that are deeply rooted with Chinese values to more corners of the world and eventually weave the artwork into every sphere of life that is universally appreciated by all.
With that, we conclude this episode of Footprints. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Jones. Special thanks to our reporter, Liu Yushan. If you're interested in hearing more about the lives of ordinary but incredible people in China, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Just key in Footprints and you can find more stories anytime, anywhere. We'll see you next time.